This is St. Louis Public Radio. A Missouri astronaut who has circled the Earth more than 500 times will mark another achievement Saturday. Dr. Janet Cavandi will go into the U.S. Astronaut Hall of Fame. St. Louis Public Radio's Wayne Pratt spoke with Cavandi about her career and upcoming induction.
It's a very big deal to me. I am so very honored to have been selected for induction into the Astronaut Hall of Fame. You know, all my life I thought that being an astronaut would just be the epitome of anybody's career. It's just the cherry on top, right? It's just amazing. I still can't believe it.
Where did the inspiration come from to become an astronaut?
I remember growing up in a country setting, looking up at the night sky. It was just very, very inspiring. And I often tell the story of sitting outside with my father on our back porch and talking about how, what would it look like if you were up there in one of those little streaks, it was maybe a spaceship going across the sky, and looking back down at the Earth, what would it look like? What could you see? What would it look from there deeper into space? All of that just intrigued me and made me want to do that as a career.
So when you got up there, did it live up to your expectations?
Oh, indeed. The views of the Earth certainly were more incredible than I even imagined they would be. And it's just breathtaking. And it really is blue. The ocean's blue. And you can see the thin strip of the atmosphere. And you can see the sunlight shining through and reflecting off bodies of water and land and things. And you're like, oh my goodness, this is amazing.
While you were growing up and had eyes on the astronaut program, did you have any people who inspired you to keep going in that direction?
Well, I go back to my father. I mentioned him earlier. He, I think, made more difference in my life than probably anyone. He would teach me how to use tools. And for my Christmas presents, I would get doctor's kits instead of Barbie dolls from him. I liked knowing that I could do more than the traditional female role of that era.
Do you feel a responsibility now to pass along that kind of attitude to girls who might be interested in science fields?
I don't really change my talk between girls and boys. It's really generic for anyone. It's just to do your best. The world can really use your expertise if you choose to go into a STEM field, just because those are degrees that really give back to society. The main thing is, just because things get really tough, and they will get really tough in those fields, you cannot give up.
Do you still find this overall career field exciting, inspiring?
If it was not still inspiring, I wouldn't still be here. I have enjoyed all aspects of working at the agency. They have given me the most opportunities that I've ever received. And we have a tremendously diverse workforce who's extremely motivated. They're a civil servant workforce with contractor support. And as most people realize, the civil servants don't always make the highest pay. But the reward for working for an agency like this as a civil servant and contributing in a way where you know that the work you do will be recorded in history as some of humankind's greatest accomplishments, that actually means more to a lot of people than money does.
To bring this full circle, I would assume that you're going to have to make some remarks at the ceremony for the Astronaut Hall of Fame. What will the focus of those be? Have you thought about that yet?
I don't usually get nervous about talking to any particular group of people, except for my peers, because they are such incredible people that I've been thinking a bit about it. But I think primarily giving thanks to the people that inspired you, that helped you get there, get where you were, your family who's also sacrificed a lot to allow you to do these incredible things. Those are the people I think I would like to express my appreciation to the most.